never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
Things was kind of slow, see, so I cruised over to Kennedy.
Kennedy Airport?
No, Cape Kennedy. I'm looking to pick up a fare to the moon.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the way.
It's Sunday night, and this is the place to be, WOR 710. You're listening to the Taxi Dave Show, and I'm Taxi Dave. Happy Easter to everybody, or at least all you little Easter rabbits out there, Easter bunnies. I hope your kids found the eggs and got the chocolates and the jelly beans, and you had a nice Easter dinner, lunch, brunch, whatever it was. Today, we have a lot to talk about, as usual. Actually, you know what? Let's do some birthdays today. It's Easter. You know, I know that there are a lot of birthday folks out there today. One I know in advance. So, you know, if you want to announce your birthday, know we'll take your name, and I'll announce it over the air. Just tell us where you're from. I just wanted to wish a happy birthday to Christine Albrand. Okay, and during the show, we'll shout out some other birthdays as you call in at 800-321-0710. We do have a recall for about 46,000 Nissans. Bridge closure information. Last week, we talked about the Tappan Zee Bridge cashless tolls. Well, we have a date for that. Dispatcher bribery? Electric cars? No, I'm not going to be the new New York City transportation public advocate. There is no such thing, but thanks for asking. Will the MTA run out of money? And then we'll be speaking with Mike Sossler. He's the executive director of Museum Village a little later. People want to know. I've just got our email address is taxihale@AOL.com. Taxihale@AOL.com. And I just got an email. Let's see about the Tappan Zee Bridge. How's the new Tappan Zee Bridge coming along? Is the toll up to $15 yet? Well, actually, it's coming along very nicely. If you go over the bridge, it's hard to keep your eyes on the road because parallel is the structure, much higher, elevated for large ships to go through the new bridge. And it looks like it's working on about 40% of what has to be put together so far as structure. That's with, you know, without the laying of the concrete and everything else that they have to put on there. But it's amazing how fast they're doing it. And now that you brought that up, let's see, who brought that up? Mike Trash. Hey, there you go. Let me just tell you a little bit about the Tappan Zee Bridge. The date for the tollless old Tappan Zee Bridge, we talked about it last week. Someone thought that everybody would be billed. No, if you have Easy Pass, it's all electronic, and you go through just like you do today. If you don't have Easy Pass, there will be no stopping on the bridge. You drive through, cameras will take pictures of your license plates, and you're going to get a bill in the mail, and you mail it in. So the old toll plaza is going to be torn down, and that way you don't have to slow down to go through the narrow toll booths. The date for all tollless, I should say cashless, Tappan Zee Bridge is April 23rd. That's April 23rd. Now, here's something interesting about the Tappan Zee Bridge. It's $5 for that bridge. It's $15 for the George Washington Bridge. Even though it's $5, that toll money from the Tappan Zee Bridge provides about 20% of all the money for the New York State Thruway Authority. And, you know, their annual toll revenue from the entire thruway, 20% comes from those $5 tolls. And what's more interesting is more than 80% of drivers pay with Easy Pass on the Tappan Zee Bridge. That's higher than any other crossing or toll. So 80% is high. That's why they chose it to be the first totally cashless bridge over the Hudson River. Thanks for that email. Do appreciate it. And like I said, You know, our phone number is 800-321-0710. Okay. Thanks for taking this. Happy birthday to Jerry Sigmund from Florida. Thank you, Jerry, for calling in and listening to the Taxi Dave Show. We certainly appreciate it. We have a caller. Let's take our first live call. This is a live radio show. And Mario, you're on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hey, Taxi Dave, how are you? Been listening to you for every Sunday, no matter what. Even if I got a passenger or not, I listen.
Well, you should turn it up when your passenger's on. They may learn something.
I keep it on, exactly.
And if you have a passenger now, make sure you give them a big tip.
I will. Yeah, I know. Right now, I'm pulled over to the side because I wanted to talk to you about this issue.
Smart man. Go ahead.
Now, I was by the, you know, the car shows in town. I drove down 11th Avenue, and by the time I got from 39th Street to 35th Street, I saw four black Lincoln Continentals picking up people illegally. I wrote down their numbers, and I planned to call 311 to make complaints to, against them to TLC.
Did you get the plate numbers?
I got all four plate numbers, Dave, and I've had over like 20 cases in the last year dealing with TLC and these guys making illegal pickups.
Oh, man, you're my hero. So let me ask you something. Do you work for the Taxi and Limousine Commission doing this?
I wish I did. I'm just a yellow cab driver trying to feed my family.
So you're driving around, and you're seeing this stuff all over the city. How many times a day, how many hours a day do you work, and about how many illegal street hails do you see in that time?
Well, today I started at 10 o'clock this morning, and this is my fourth one today so far.
Okay, your fourth one. And it's Easter Sunday. A lot of people are home with their families. It's Sunday. A lot of people are home even if they don't celebrate Easter. You know,
my son's home from college with my 14-year-old and having dinner while I'm working.
You're a good man.
Hello?
What could I say? We need more people like you. And do me a favor. When's your birthday?
November 17th.
All right. Call back.
Hey, Taxi Dave, maybe you could send an email to the people you know at TLC and maybe they can get some enforcement over there. Because it is blatant. Those guys are just standing out there. Hey, you need a cab? And the cabs are lined up on 39th Street, the black cars.
taxihail@AOL.com when you can. When you're home, shoot me an email with all that information to taxihail@AOL.com and I will make sure that all that information gets to the correct authority.
I definitely will tonight, Dave.
And control it. All right, you drive safe and make a lot of money tonight, okay?
Thank you, Dave.
You're welcome. Well, there you go, folks. Hardworking guys, people stealing money left and right. I mean, the other guys who are out there, come on. You know, if you choose to use an app company, use your app. If you work for a car service in neighborhoods in Brooklyn and Queens and the Bronx, service your neighborhoods. Don't come into our territory. Service your neighborhoods where your base is. That's what you're supposed to do, in case you didn't know. And also, in case you didn't know, congestion pricing is back in the news. That's right. State Assembly member Robert Rodriguez presented a transportation proposal. And the way he spins it is the proposal is expected to raise $1.35 billion annually. Forever, and it'll generate over $12 billion in transportation funding. The proceeds can finance the state share of MTA's capital needs, and they're funding maintenance for cities' roads and bridges. Very interesting. Now, Sam Schwartz said a historic moment is the introduction for this bill, and the basic idea is to raise the tolls on the drivers' crossing the East River and going below 60th Street, and to lower them in the other outer boroughs. That's what the plan is. And supposedly, they're claiming this is going to reduce traffic. Also, Assemblyman Rodriguez said that the plan could help fund the next phase of the 2nd Avenue subway. Now, he represents East Harlem, and the 2nd Avenue subway was supposed to be built there. And he said communities like this one in Harlem and the Bronx are trailing behind. So they're still looking for a state sponsor, but this is an assembly introduction. It's a first step. And let's see what happens. You know, we've discussed this a number of times. people who are not wealthy. Some of them do pick the bridges that don't have a toll. You know, if you choose to go over the 59th Street Bridge instead of the Triborough Bridge, let's say, I'm sorry, the RFK Bridge, you know, you're saving $7.50 twice a day, $15 a day. Okay, 20 days a month, that's $300 a month. That's real money. So the plan is to, it's supposed to cause less traffic in the city. Well, I'll tell you this, you can't fit one more person onto the trains during rush hour headed into the city. I mean, I've tried it a few times going into Manhattan. Well, this one's full. Let me wait for the next one. Well, that one's full. Let me wait for the next one. It's like, okay, let me just make believe I'm playing football and rush the line because you have no choice. It's crazy. It's crazy. Let's take a call from Bob. You're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi, Norm. Dave, happy Easter to you.
Thank you very kindly.
All right, I've got something that's over been overlooked. The Brooklyn Bridge right now is the only bridge into and out of Manhattan that has no public transport operating over it. Now, the question is why? You know, you would look at that, and that would be a perfect way of relieving a lot of the congestion because you have another outlet, an inlet. And why isn't it being done?
Well, although it's one of the most stable bridges, it's the oldest East River bridge built in the late 1800s. And they didn't have subways then.
Oh, but they did have elevators.
The lanes are very narrow. I mean, if you're driving over that bridge, you certainly can't sightsee and look to your right or left and look for the Statue of Liberty. That's why so many people walk over that bridge. It's more of a tourist attraction now.
But the thing is,
they do have a bike lane, but there's really, if they started buses over the Brooklyn Bridge, they'd have to reduce the three lanes to two lanes. And then if one of them was a bus lane, can you imagine one lane of traffic for cars? It just doesn't work there because the bridge is that narrow. And, you know, but I appreciate the point. Excellent point. And Bob, you're a regular. Thank you for listening to the Taxi Dave Show. I do appreciate it. Here's a recall, folks. 46,671 Nissans. Certain 2014 Nissan Rogues are going to be recalled. Improper nickel plating of the components within the fuel pump may result in the fuel pump failing. Now, if you don't know this, if the fuel pump fails, the vehicle's going to stall or may stall without warning, and you know it's very possible to have a crash. Nissan will notify the owners and the dealers, but as of right now, they have not provided a notification schedule. That's the 2014 Nissan Rogue. You may have improper nickel plating in your fuel pump. Ta-da! You're not going to hear this stuff anywhere else, folks. You're just not. Okay. Let's take Sala. Sal, welcome back to the Taxi Dave Show.
How you doing, David? Happy holidays to all of you.
Hey, you're a gentleman. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm at LaGuardia right now, and it's very, very busy. And it was easy to get in. We want to appreciate the authority over there. They're taking their job over there. They're doing very good today.
Oh, who's doing very good?
The authority. Police officers. They're taking, you know, their job. Like, they it's easy to get in and out.
I see. Let me ask you something, Sal. I got an email, and I just want to know, have you witnessed any bribery of dispatchers recently at LaGuardia or JFK Airport?
At JFK, I heard, but I never seen it. But at LaGuardia, I don't think so anymore. It used to be, yeah.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
They crack on them, you know, they crack on them about 5-6 months ago. All the new dispatchers, the new guys, and there is no way, in a way, like, you know, they give money or anything. But before it happened, yeah, I've seen it. They used to have cars in front of the dispatcher. When it's a big job, like New Jersey or anywhere out of town, they give it to, you know, to their own drivers. And that's where they give $20 or $30 or $10.
Well, what do you think about this email I received from Medallion owner Mr. Siddiq? Let's see. They go directly to the dispatcher in their cars. They stop their cars by the dispatcher. The dispatcher comes directly to the driver. They shake hands. Maybe the money is exchanged there. I waited in the holding lot for 1 hour at Terminal 1. And then whenever the drivers get out of their taxis, dispatchers yell, "Get back in your cab or I'll give you a summons." We need to arrest cab drivers that are paying off dispatchers. They must all stop giving them money. Okay, that particular day I waited twice at Terminal A for an hour. And then here's another thing going on that I've seen. You give the dispatcher $5, and not only do you get a fare to the city, but you get a shorty ticket. Okay, so this is the accusation, I don't know if it's so, by Mr. City Q, but he has no reason to lie. What can I tell you?
Well, he should have said those things in the past. That's happened a lot in the past, yeah. But now I never noticed it, honestly. I go to the airport every night, from 8 until 12 o'clock. Because all of them, like new dispatchers, and they're not trained well so far, probably. Until they get used to it, who knows?
I'm going to keep an eye
on them. We'll see. I'll let you know.
Let me ask you something. Do you think there should be tolls on the free bridges, on the 59th Street Bridge, on the Brooklyn Bridge, on the Williamsburg Bridge, on the Manhattan Bridge?
No.
Do you think that'll reduce traffic in Manhattan?
If they give it to us, like a cab driver, to go in and out free, it's okay. But for us, you know, over all the, you know, the prices on us, like insurance, mortgages, and
what you may not know,
how much we're going to pay. We have 5% from the credit cards companies we have to pay. And then you have the 30 cent and the 50 cent. And what else? Like,
well, let me tell you what else. It's funny you mention that, Sal, because if this plan goes into effect, there's also part of the plan is to surcharge the fares of New York City yellow cabs and black cars. But New York City yellow cabs will have a surcharge by the mile and by the waiting time to, once again, collect money for the MTA. That's what the plan is. Oh, we'll lower the prices at the existing tolls, but we'll make it up from the money that we screw the passengers in yellow cabs. You know, we'll just add another surcharge. What the heck do they care? You know, the question is, we all care about it. What do you think another surcharge will do to your business?
It's going to kill us all. Like, you know, like how much the passengers are going to afford to pay?
There is a breaking point. Just ask the people who unsuspectedly end up paying three times what they should have with certain apps.
And you're tired to tell them. Sometimes you look at them, what do you guys live in a different planet? This is New York City.
Okay. Do you feel the Brooklyn Bridge is dirty?
Hmm?
You think the Brooklyn Bridge is built well?
Well, this is how it is. Since I moved to this country, I never seen it change. There is always construction on it, either this side or the other side.
Well, they have to keep it up. What's interesting about, I'm going back to the bridge because I just got an email that when the bridge first opened, people were afraid to cross it. So they marched 21 elephants and a few camels over it into Brooklyn. And after that, people had confidence. And that was the gateway to Brooklyn. That's what makes Brooklyn the fourth largest city in America. It was the Brooklyn Bridge that did that. So there's a little trivia for you. How do you like that?
Yeah.
Our phone number here is 800-321-0710. What should they do?
They should keep it the way it is. Enough, you know, construction over there. Just leave it. And do something better for the city than you know, keep the traffic here and there. You know, at night sometimes the Brooklyn Bridge is blocked. You can't go, and you have to go around like to Manhattan Bridge or either to Williamsburg Bridge. And it creates a lot of traffic, and they do those always in the weekend when people are out, and, you know, that's the time you make money. And it's fun. That's for all of us.
Sal, thanks for calling the Taxi Dave Show. I definitely appreciate it. Let me tell you, let me read this email, okay? The Taxi and Limousine Commission argues, compared to taxis, the e-hail is a different business model, and the e-hail companies do not have to follow the same rules. Here's why they are different. Taxis allow riders, whether they have a credit card or not, whether they have a smartphone or not, whether they have a wheelchair or not, and whether we know them or not, safeguarding our privacy. Taxis have price controls to protect riders from paying too much. Taxis have protections in place for workers. Compared to e-hail companies, they are different, but it's always because taxis have respected human rights. If taxis were not obligated to protect our human dignity, they would be identical to e-hailers. So yes, they are different, but only because of these obligations. If the price one pays for safeguarding human rights is unfair competition, then our constitutional rights are being violated. That's from Mike Simon. Very nice email. Very nice email. And here's one from Ron in Vegas. I'm a Las Vegas cab driver who listens to your show every week, streaming on WOR 710. That's right, folks. You can listen to it on WOR 710 on your computers or iHeartRadio. I like the taxi joke guy you've had on recently. The following is my own taxi joke. It may be too risque for the radio, but I'm sure you'll get it. Let's see if it's too risque for the radio. What's the major difference between Uber and taxis? Taxi drivers don't shoot people in between fares. Ooh. It's insane that Uber drivers don't have a thorough background check and aren't drug tested in many communities like Las Vegas. It was irresponsible and wrong for city and state leaders to allow this. Whatever backroom deals were made at the expense of the public safety need to be reexamined and brought in line with other transportation jobs. Thank you, Ron, in Las Vegas. They listen in Las Vegas. They listen in Florida. And here's a happy birthday today to Harold Goldfarb in California. Hey, happy birthday to you, Harold. All right. Man, all over the country, Taxi Dave has listeners. Very interesting. And you can call me at 800-321-0710 if you'd like. Right now, Aaron, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi, Dave. This is Aaron. How are you?
Hey, Han. Happy How are you?
Yes, happy Easter to all that's celebrating, and happy holidays to everybody. You mentioned something earlier, whether driver Sal, I guess, had seen bribery going on at the airports.
Well, he heard about it. He didn't see it. He heard about it, but I have another person who emailed me.
I saw it with my own eyes at JFK at Terminal 4. Driver stopped by in front of me, actually, cut in front of me like, I thought it was coming from the line because we were going around taxis. And he also pulled up all the way up front and just simply walked over to the dispatcher and handed her, $5, $10 bill, whatever the hell it was.
And then what happened?
And got back in his car and he got a fare. And
when was this?
This was just 2 days ago.
And how often do you see that?
This is the first time I saw it, and I'm going to keep an eye on it from now on. And all we have to do, David, we have to somehow inform the drivers to take the medallion numbers of those drivers and the time, the date, and the terminal and report it either to you or to authorities. Because that should be very easy to control, because if those drivers are bribing, they're not in the system, so they should be easy for, TLC or anybody else who is looking to catch them to catch them.
The Queens District Attorney would be very interested in that information. He's the
absolutely.
One who arrested dispatchers twice in the last, that I'm aware of, I guess it's the last 7 years. They had two stings.
Yes. That would be great, actually. That would be wonderful.
Are you working right now, Erhan?
Actually, no. I'm coming back from New Jersey visiting my daughter, and I'm heading back to the city, so I had a chance to listen to your radio show. And I'm pulled over right now. I'm talking on the phone. And I have one more comment, if you will, about the tolls. You mentioned the tolls being adding tolls to free bridges on the East River. I don't know if that would help, but I also heard you mentioning that they're thinking about adding another surcharge to taxis.
That's right. If the Move New York, You know, Gridlock Sam, who's been on the show a few times, he's in favor of Move New York. He believes that if we add tolls to the free bridges and reduce tolls on the existing bridges, and that there will be less traffic in the city and enough income to pay MTA for the next 20 years, everything they need to make us, a utopian transportation system. But what's included in that is another surcharge for taxis, and not on the first drop, but on the meter. You do X amount, I think it's 0.2 of a mile, more than 6 miles an hour, it's X amount of, X surcharge. So it's an ongoing surcharge based on service. Yes, that's what it is.
Wow. So it's actually increase on the taxi fare, but it doesn't go to the driver.
That's exactly right.
That's what
right.
it is, basically, right?
That's exactly
and,
right. You've been through that before, huh?
Wow. Yeah, that, this what you're telling me is actually is a horrible idea, increasing the fare, and it's not going to the driver at all. And it's a continuous per mile per waiting time. So if the ride is $20, you're talking perhaps a $2 surcharge on the ride or whatever they're thinking about that the customer would be paying, and that would make the taxi ride, 10% or 5%, whatever they want to add, more expensive. And, this day and age, we're trying to compete with app companies on their, at will dropping their prices, and it's a horrible idea for the taxi industry. It's terrible. And let me tell you about the existing surcharges, the 30 cents and the 80 cents. I'm sorry, the 80 cents total.
Go ahead.
And
take your time and hurry up.
That comes out from the taxi driver's tips. And now that I'm back on the road full time, and I can tell you that right now, you can ask every single taxi driver, what do you think about those surcharges that everybody says the customer's paying for? No, customer is not paying for it. We are paying for it because it's coming directly out of our tips. Okay?
If you're listening to the show and you're in a taxi cab, give your cab driver a little more. Remember, 80 cents on that fare doesn't go to him at all. That's not part of the fare. It's not part of his tip.
Thank you for taking your time, and I'll call some other time, perhaps.
Thank you for happy Easter. I'm glad you got to see your daughter. Thanks for listening to the Taxi Dave Show and calling in. We have a bridge closing notice. As part of the emergency restoration from Superstorm Sandy damage, the New York City Department of Transportation, I can't believe they're bragging about this 2.5 years later, will fully close the Hunters Point Avenue Bridge over Newton Creek on 5 consecutive days. From Monday, March 28th, that's tomorrow, through Friday, April 1st, the closures will take place from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. each day, and all traffic will be detoured, even bicycles. Okay, so it's very nice of them to fix the bridge 2.5 years later. What could I say? And we have another bridge notice here from the city of New York. Yeah, great job, NYC Department of Transportation. It's about time you're fixing things from Superstorm Sandy. The bicycle and pedestrian path along the Queensboro Bridge will be closed on weeknights. Con Edison is closing the bridge for infrastructure work, and it's scheduled to begin, guess when? Tomorrow, and it may continue for several months. They're going to close it to bicycles and pedestrians Monday through Friday from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. The next morning, there will be shuttle buses. So there you go, folks. You only hear this on the Taxi Dave Show. Listen, we have a lot of calls, a lot more to talk about. If you can't stay on the line, please do. I'll try to get to the calls right after I rant about something. This is the Taxi Dave Show. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. But first, I just want to tell you about Pearland Brokerage. Pearland Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokers, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get competitive pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance, as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Pearland can also help you with your personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Pearland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at pearlandbrokerage.com. For all of your insurance needs, go to Pearland. When we come back, as I said, we'll take your calls. I have a rant, and I have some more news. Thanks for listening, folks. We're the number one station because of you during this time slot in New York City. Stay tuned for more of the Taxi Dave Show.
If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Gifford Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Gifford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com, www.HerefordInsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. FHV drivers, you can drive a yellow cab if you join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. All Taxi Management is located at 4125 36th Street in Long Island City, and that's conveniently located near the 7 train. All Taxi is the leader in taxi leasing, run by third-generation taxi experts. And for no money down, you can own a new 2016 hybrid or a great used vehicle. Whether you want to drive full-time, a day shift, or night shift, work with the folks who have a great reputation. All Taxi Management, 718-361-0055.
Everybody talking about the seventh son in the whole round world. There is only one, and I'm the one. I'm the one.
Woo! You're listening to the Taxi Dave Show. We're back. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Our email address is taxihale@aol.com, and our phone number is 800-321-0710. We're a live transportation show. And I got to tell you something. I've been on a health kick for the last almost 2 months. I had a scare with my heart, and were you ever in an operating room for a test where you had to be up and they go into your heart? Never, ever want to go through that again. I've taken off 40 pounds so far. I'm eating healthy, no salty foods. In fact, my body is saying, hey, Dave, what are you doing? What are you doing? My body's going through shock, folks. That's what my body is going through. So anyway, I figured, let me join a gym. And the first time I went into the locker room, and, you know, I look around, I see this guy changing into his sweats, but he's wearing a pink ladies' G-string. And I'm like, what am I missing here? I mean, have I been out of the exercise business, you know, for so many years? Is this what people wear now? So I didn't pay any attention to it. Did a very small workout. I did a little bit of treadmill walking. And I went back the next day, and I see this guy in another pink ladies' G-string. So I couldn't help it, folks. I asked him, how long have you been wearing a pink G-string? And without hesitation, he answered, ever since my wife found it in a glove compartment. It's a variety show, folks. What could I tell you? Okay. Let's see. This is in reference to surcharges on all taxis that you mentioned. If the congestion price plan goes into effect and free bridges being tolled now. I told you, never curse in your emails. I'll say freak. How the freak can people afford the insane rates of Move New York? Are they freaking crazy? And the money goes to help the MTA with their ripoffs like the Second Avenue Subway. Investigate the MTA, the freaking pirate ship of New York City. Sincerely, Oh, you know him, Micah JFK, and happy Easter. Well, tell us what you really think, Mike. What can I say? Okay, let me take David. You're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Dave, how you doing?
Okay.
I wanted to comment on, it's really interesting about the surcharge, because I wanted to comment on, like, how low is the TLC going to let Uber lower their prices? Like, do they have anything in mind? Because, you know, you can see this very clearly what they're doing. If you look at the garages right now, they have lowered rates, okay? So the TLC can say, well, look, you know, we have quote-unquote competition now. You're doing well. The garage lowered their rates, okay?
But we don't have competition on the fare. Our fares are regulated, and the fare is the fare is the fare.
Right? I agree. Exactly. So
when you ask how low are they going to make the Uber fares, actually, the system, you know, Uber is very, let's make up a new word, circumventional. What they do is they put in a price per mile that was very, very high. That's all they were required to do, what their price would be. And as long as it's under that price, they can charge whatever they want. So they put in a price that was ridiculously high. You laugh at it at first, but it was part of their strategy. Okay? So they can lowball everybody when they have to, and they can surcharge everybody when they have to. And the answer is, you heard Mike Simon's email, you know, you also heard Todd Higgins on this show, the lead attorney for the federal lawsuit against the city and the Taxi Limousine Commission. And let me just tell you, folks, Todd Higgins is going to be on for a brief update next Sunday. If you want to know what's going on with the federal lawsuit and the state lawsuit, stay tuned next Sunday to the Taxi Dave Show. He'll be on again. But, you know, this is one of the things we're talking about. Is that equal? You're picking up e-hails. You're picking up street hails. In essence, it's the same thing. And it's not a level playing field. You know, that's the cliche. Once again, we have to buy certain vehicles. We have to buy a wheelchair-accessible car, the taxi of tomorrow, which, by the way, isn't a fuel-efficient car from a perspective of environmentalists because it's not electric and it's not a hybrid. Okay? But we have to buy it. Do app companies have to buy the same vehicle? No. No, they don't. So, you know, it's been an uproar, and the rules slowly are catching up with the technology, but it's a tough road ahead. You know, and in answer to your question, Dave, how low is the TLC going to allow it? They have, even though they regulate them, they have no say unless the rules change.
I just want to say make one point, all right, Dave, that what I'm thinking of myself is that the TLC is looking at the garages. This is how I think this is how they justify it to themselves. They say, well, look, they're charging you a lower lease rate now, right? So you're doing better. But to me, what you're looking at is like the middle of a landslide, really, because what Uber's going to keep doing is what I think Uber's doing is they're looking for how low they can go till they can bankrupt the garages. And then, you know, then what?
Well, that may be part of their problem, but you know something? We've been here for 80, 90 years. We're not going anywhere. Okay, drivers are going to the dark side, and when they realize it's the dark side, if they can, they come back, or they will come back when they're able to, legally. So there's a lot of things going on, and these are great questions. I want you to listen and call in for for Todd Higgins next week, the lead attorney in the lawsuit, because these are things I would rather you address to him.
Okay, Dave, thanks, man. Thanks.
All right, Dave, thanks for calling the Taxi Dave Show. Tuesday, March 29th, happy birthday to Vivian Roman. Yay, Vivian, happy birthday. And let's see, do you know any people in their 90s? Yeah, well, this 94-year-old is watching TV in his house, and his wife yells downstairs, "You want to come upstairs and have sex?" And he yells back, "I can only do one of those." Okay, Frank, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi, Dave. It's public knowledge, though I don't think a lot of people know it, but the Manhattan Tower of the Brooklyn Bridge is weaker than the Brooklyn Tower.
How so?
When they were digging down below the surface of the water with that big caisson that they had to sink into the East River to build the tower. They went down much deeper than they went down on the Brooklyn side. And people working in that big caisson under the water were dying of the bends coming up to surface level.
I remember that. So why is that weaker and not stronger if it's deeper?
They had to decide that sandstone had been stable for millions of years and they could establish the tower on sandstone rather than bedrock.
So if they added another level to the Brooklyn Bridge for subways, let's say,
they can't. Not, they have never tried to reestablish a stronger base by going down the bedrock around the bridge.
Very interesting. Frank, what do you do for a living?
I'm a cab driver. I've called many times to the show. That was David McCullough. I learned that from The Great Bridge, written by David McCullough, that book. Great history of New York, talking about the building of the Brooklyn Bridge. It was a game changer, Dave. Business changed. They had 13 ferries going back and forth across the East River, making 1,000 trips a day. But once the bridge was there, the ferries were slowly going to be going out of business, and business could be 24/7, 365. The bridge cost about $3 million to $5 million. The Tweed Courthouse cost
$12
million.
Behind City Hall?
Yeah. I mean, I think the plaster got $2.5 million.
So let me ask you something. Have you seen any bribery at the airports? Yes or no?
I can't say that I have seen it. No, I can't say I've seen it, Dave. But I think because they videotaped these guys getting bribes, they got rid of a lot of the dispatchers. But Dave, we're getting a report. The voicemail message from LaGuardia Airport's been the same message for about 2 months.
We complained about that. Yeah, LaGuardia Airport, the same message for 2 months. Folks, in case you don't know, cab drivers have a number to call in to see, is it moving? Will they be stuck there for 3.5 hours? You know, are their flights delayed? You know, do they need cabs? And if you hear the same report for 2 months, you know, it's disingenuous.
They don't tell you the day. They tell you the time of the night. So it's only once every day. It can only be right 11:15 p.m. because it doesn't give you the day. He just tells you 11 p.m., last flight.
Thanks for calling the Taxi Dave Show, Frank, with all that information. Email, thank you for this, Dave. This happens frequently, especially Thursday through Saturday nights. At nightclubs, black cars are even joining the line with the yellow cabs in front of the nightclubs. Great radio show. That's from our email address at taxihail@aol.com. One more email will read, since the wheelchair accessible taxis are mandated and soon the remaining hybrid taxis will be history by 2018, what's going on with the NV200 wheelchair accessible cabs fuel waste? None of them are hybrids. I asked dozens of drivers and those cabs are using twice as much fuel as the hybrids. Well, it's funny you should ask that. What's happening with them? Right now, you cannot buy a 2016 wheelchair-accessible taxi of tomorrow. You do know when most 2016 vehicles are available. They're available in 2015, but not the taxi of tomorrow wheelchair-accessible vehicle. That's not ready yet, and we're only approaching April of 2016. It'll be ready soon, hopefully before 2017. Okay. You know what? Let me go for a break. And we'll take phone calls. I'll try not to dwell too much on one item here. A lot of emails have come in, an awful lot of emails have come in. And we'll try to get to your calls, read your emails, and then get to our guest. You're listening to the Taxi Dave Show. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Stay tuned for more. And actually, let me read this new commercial. You may have heard it before. Berlin Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokers, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get competitive pricing, too. You can get your TLC-required auto liability insurance as well as fire, theft, and collision and workers' compensation coverage. Pearland can also help you with your personal and other commercial insurance, too. For your convenience, Pearland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at pearlandbrokerage.com. For all of your insurance needs, go to Pearland. We'll be right back.
Hey,
relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Gifford Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Gifford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com, www.HerefordInsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. FHV drivers, you can drive a yellow cab if you join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. All Taxi Management is located at 4125 36th Street in Long Island City, and that's conveniently located near the 7 train. All Taxi is a leader in taxi leasing run by third-generation taxi experts. And for no money down, you can own a new 2016 hybrid or a great used vehicle. Whether you want to drive full-time, a day shift, or night shift, work with the folks who have a great reputation. All Taxi Management, 718-361-0055.
This is the Taxi Dave Show.
The best show on WOR. It's the only show I listen to.
Talking about a heat now.
Taxi Dave Show, brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. Parking violations accounted for more than 59% of all fines last fiscal year. Okay, the city took in $957 million in fines, an increase of 7.5% over the prior fiscal year. And growing collections from parking fines and quality of life violations made the total revenue the highest in the city's history. And on that note, let's take our next caller. Okay, you want me to tell you who it is? I know who it is. It's Paul from Westchester. Welcome to the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi, Dave. Great show. Could you please comment, do you think if a yellow taxi is picking up a fare going to Westchester or Connecticut, should they be allowed to have a return fare coming back to the city? And if you could also comment on the recent federal judge limiting the TLC to impound vehicles because of Fourth Amendment rights, and I'll just wait for your answer and comments.
Should a taxi be allowed to pick up fares going back to New York if they go out of town, basically, is what you're saying?
Yes, if you're dropping someone in Connecticut or Westchester or
what do you do for a living?
I'm a Upper Westchester driver, TLC driver.
Okay. If the customer calls, I don't see why not. They call to take you into the city, so why can't you drop off and pick up? I don't understand.
Well, going forward, well, basically I'm saying going forward in terms of technology of like apps, like, for example, Uber's the big app, you know, phenomenon, and vice versa. Should yellow fare or yellow cabs be allowed to adapt an app, like, if you know, if they're, you know, entering something online, then if they want a better rate or they want to,
There's a new app out there called Carhu. You're going to hear more about it. It just came out, and it lines up black cars, liveries, and yellow cabs. Do you want the fastest, the cheapest, the nicest car, the closest form of transportation? Uber's not part of that, but New York City, you know, yellow cabs are licensed to work in New York City, so you know the out of town rates are based on leaving New York City and coming back empty. So, you know, I hate to sound like I'm circumventing myself the answer, but that's
no.
The question.
So you're saying it's already occurring.
No, I'm saying that you can't do it if you're a yellow cab.
Okay. Okay, but going on to the next question, could you please comment on the federal judge restricting New York City TLC to impounding cars because of Fourth Amendment rights? They were basically impounding cars to...
The TLC has a new... There's a new rule that's being proposed that if a vehicle breaks two particular rules, they will impound the car. But yeah, rights were being taken. The city has, and the TLC's right to impound illegal street hail vehicles have been taken away. They've been impounding up to 7,000 cars a month before that, and now they cannot impound one of them. But there is a bill at the city council which is going to quadruple the first illegal street hail fine from $500 to $2,000, second from $750 to $4,000, and the third within 24 months to $10,000, and revocation of your DMV license, and hopefully that's a deterrent or not. And we need some enforcement out there, like an illegal street hail task force.
Yeah.
Okay. We are... running a little late. Let me, Christine, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi, Dave. Thank you for my birthday wishes.
You're quite welcome. Is this a social call?
No, I'd also like to wish all the men and women who drive a yellow and green cab a happy Easter. And they're out there working hard, trying to support their families. I mean...
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are.
By the way, speaking of birthdays, I want to wish Tommy Cronus from Astoria. He's a great guy. His birthday is Wednesday, March 30th. So happy birthday to Tommy. You have something in common with Tommy. You're born in the same month.
Hey, I got something. I got Matt Harvey sharing my birthday, so there you go.
All right. Christine, thanks for listening. You're a loyal listener and for calling the Taxi Dave Show. Let's speak with our guest. Mike Sussler is the executive director of Museum Village in Orange County. Orange County is less than an hour away from the George Washington Bridge. It's a great place to visit. You can visit, Betty's Cottage. What is it? Betty's
Kitchen.
Betty's Country Kitchen in Washingtonville. You can visit West Point. You can visit the Newburgh waterfront over there. There are great restaurants during the summer that's coming up. You have Orange County Speedway. There's a lot of stuff going on. Mike Sossler, welcome to the Taxi Dave Show. Why don't you tell us what you have coming up?
Well, thanks, Dave, so much for having me on. We have a very special event going on this Saturday, April 2nd, and it's our third annual commemoration of World War One. World War One began in 1914 and lasted several years, as
and
we all
know.
What
are you going to have there, Mike?
Well, we've got several different reenactments.
Give me two highlights.
Okay. Reenactments. The best that we have are the reenactors, who are going to be giving several different demonstrations, such as a food demonstration, talking about the Purple Heart, and talking about chemical warfare. We've got about six nations represented, the U.S., England, Russia, Australia, Germany, and France. So it should be a really interesting, if you're into history, if you're into wanting to know something about World War One in particular, this will be a great opportunity.
All right, and once again, the hours of the...
Yeah. We will be open events. This Saturday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. So there's plenty of opportunity to come on down. Like Dave said, you're about an hour away in from New York City. It's a nice, easy ride up the New York State Thruway. And
that's Museum Village in the town of Monroe, correct?
That is correct.
Mike Sossler, sorry, don't have more time, but I appreciate you calling in.
No,
to
I
the
thank
Taxi
you very
Day
much.
Show.
Thanks, everybody.
Okay, Avnat Hilea wrote us, the DOT closed the 59th Street Bridge at nighttime because of one accident. It makes no sense. Let them reopen the outer roadway. You never blame the bridge. It's always the driver's fault. Thank you, Avner. When are the police going to start enforcing the rules regarding taxi stands? 9th Avenue, 15th Street is for taxis only. Here are pictures. Da-da-da-da-da. The driver was arrogant to me. Picture of March 18th, same taxi stand. While you're at it, ask Bratton when he's going to issue retraction of his accusation regarding sexual assaults by yellow cab drivers. He knows better. That's Carolyn on taxi stands and Commissioner Bratton. And then we have, this phony cab. A lot of emails. I don't have time for it all. But I want to thank all our listeners. I want to thank all our callers. And You know, I got to schedule an MRI. I have to see if I'm claustrophobic because this studio is getting a little small on me. what can I tell you, folks? Noah, how much time do we have? A minute? Well, it'll take me a minute to read that email, a minute to read that email, and a minute to read that email. So thank you for emailing, folks. Thanks for calling. Sorry I couldn't get to all of you waiting on hold. Our phones are lit up. Listen, if you have something to say, call the Taxi Dave Show regarding transportation. Bikes, buses, airplanes, I don't care. Taxis, the streets of the city of New York, the bridges, the tolls. I want to know about it, and you can voice it here, because for every person who calls in, there's like 5,000 listeners who don't call in. That gives you an idea of the number of listeners who listen to the show. Okay? This is the Taxi Dave Show, and I'm Taxi Dave. Okay? We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. We're here every Sunday. Next Sunday, don't miss Todd Higgins, the lead attorney on the federal lawsuit regarding some transportation issues and equal protection. You'll hear more about that next Sunday. So, happy Easter to everybody. I got to go now.
Hey, taxi, take me home, man. Yo, no, not you. I want a yellow pants.